What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi guys, welcome back to Love You By. What's up?
Happy Tuesday, you guys. I'm sorry. We had a rough Sunday and we did not have time or energy to literally edit this podcast for Monday's drop, but here we are on Tuesday. Please don't hate us.
The weekend was, we were literally just
insane.
Like,
we don't even need to go into detail, honestly.
We don't need to go in.
Just like if you want to.
We went out for 48 hours. Yeah. The only time we weren't drinking was when we were sleeping.
Yeah.
So.
We didn't really drink on Sunday.
Right. Oh, yeah. We didn't drink on Sunday. We just had a shit day. We just had an insane day. So go look at our Instagram if you want to know what happened to specifically Kenna.
But it happened to both of us because what happens to one happens to both, right?
Pretty much. So in terms of what we have been up to, I'm not sure I have too many updates, do I?
Like boy-wise?
Or is that what we do in these intros? What's the...
What I are guess. We supposed to do? Or just like anything that's really going on in our lives, we usually update the listeners.
Right. Okay. I just like sometimes it's been a while.
I know.
And I kind of forget.
I feel like it has been a while, but I guess we gave them a little bit of an update with New York was the last time we updated you guys.
Right.
With the crazy ass situation that happened when we literally got there. But for
Since then, I went on a cruise
with
my grandma.
Mackie went on a cruise with her parents and grandma, and it was really, really sweet and cute. And Mackie's grandma, Gah, had the best time of her life. She's never been on a cruise, and she
ate ice cream and drank cocktails all day. So I highly suggest.
Oh, hi, food in your teeth.
Hi.
Seriously, hi there.
How much? Is it, what is it? Hummus?
I don't know. It looks like something
green. Oh, it's almonds. No.
Oh.
Either way, should I get it out now? Okay, so I feel like you have to tell them something seriously that happened because kind of went on a date and like oh my god, we've been on so many dates. So tell us about this one.
Have we been on? I mean, I guess we have.
I'm
but
just
you
like
guys,
every time we're like, oh, went on a date, and like it didn't work out.
You guys, this is so serious, and like, I just need y'all's opinions. Like, I need to know everyone's thoughts in this type of situation. So I have been spotting this guy at the gym for the past few months, and I'm literally like, this guy is so cute. Like, I've always joked with my roommate, I need to go up to him, and she's like, do it, and I never do it. Well, it was on my birthday, and I was like, I'm doing it. Like, today's the day. I'm feeling so spontaneous. So, of course, I planned out every little detail. I was like, I can't just, like...
But you did it in, like, 1 minute. You thought of
the plan. Literally, like, so quickly. Like, I was, like, shaking. I was like, I have to do it. So, we're by the Smith machine together, and then, like, he goes over to do abs. Like, we go over to do abs. He's, like, cleaning off his mat, about to be done. And I'm like, okay, like, the gym is just such an awkward place. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, AirPods in. Like, am I supposed to run up and tap you on the shoulder, like, in the middle of your set? Like, no, it's just so awkward. So I'm like, okay, I need to leave the ab room before he does. So he's cleaning off his mat. I leave the ab room, and I do, like, a little U-turn. And I, like, turn around so that when he's leaving the ab room and I'm walking back into the ab room, we're, like, going to pass each other. And it's going to be a perfect natural moment. So he has AirPods in, and I'm like, hi. And he takes out one of his AirPods and he's like, hey, like, kind of taken back a little bit. Like, we've never talked before. And I'm like, I am just feeling so spontaneous, and I have to ask, are you single? And he is like, yes, I'm single. I'm very single. And I was
I'm
like,
extremely single. Yes, yeah. I am single.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great news. And he's like, well, what's your name? And I'm like, I'm Kenna. What's your name? He tells me his name. And then he's like, do you live around here? And I'm like, yeah, I do. We find out that he lives around the same area as we do by this sushi place that we love to go to. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that sushi place. And he's like, well, we'll have to grab sushi sometime. Like, let me get your number. And hands me his phone. So I type in my phone number. I save my contact. And I'm like, yeah, like, sorry, I was just feeling so crazy. Like, had to say something. He's like, I'm so glad you did. Move on with my day. An hour later, he texts me at 9 a.m. What do you say?
I love the spontaneous today.
Yeah, like,
spontaneity.
Love how,
or spontaneity.
Spontaneity? Spontaneity. I think that's how you say that word. I literally don't know. He's like, love the spontaneity this morning. And I'm like, if I'm saying that wrong, like, literally.
No, dude, we're not saying it right.
Okay, great. And I'm like, oh, like, just had to shoot my shot, ha ha ha. And he's like, well, the gym is an iffy place, so I respect that. Of course, I literally have these texts memorized. Like, I'm not even reading them from my phone, you guys. And whatever, like, we don't text anymore. And then I drunk text him when we're in New York.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he never texted
me. One of our guy friends, literally, that we were with in New York, convinced Hannah that she should text him Sushi Thursday, question mark.
Or no, I said something like, haha, let's get sushi next week.
Yeah, which, like 1 in the morning on a Saturday, though.
Like, not only did I literally go up to...
You should have waited to not do that on Saturday.
Yeah, midnight. My bad. Not only did I literally go up to him at the gym, but I'm also, like, literally asking him to go to sushi. And he, like, responds next day. Like, the next day I get a text from him. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so-and-so texted me. Gym crush. We call him, what do we call him?
Yellow.
Why do we call him yellow?
Yellow sweatshirt.
First time I saw him. Wearing a yellow sweatshirt. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, yellow texted me. And little did I, like, actually remember that.
That you had texted him. Mm-hmm, right. Because it was, like, Sunday afternoon and yellow texted. Dude. And, but then it gets to be, so that's Sunday. He's like, yeah, for sure. What day works?
Kinda, and then like, I think I responded Monday.
You respond on Monday and you're like, Thursday works. And he's like, how about 7? Okay, perfect. 7 works. And then Thursday comes around and...
And
there's no text or confirmation from him at 6:59 p.m.
Yeah. So my question for everyone listening is, what's the deal here? Are you not supposed to get a confirmation text day of the date? Like, how was I supposed to know that this was still happening? Yes, we set a time and a place on Monday, but...
I think you should be getting a text.
100%. And I
like that's so uncomfortable. Like, and like, obviously you guys were probably going to meet there.
We were, because it was like in the same neighborhood.
That's a big disagreement that we have. But anyways, you were planning on meeting there. But also he should have texted about logistics, about how you guys were getting there. So let us know what you guys think. And by the way, should he be sending a confirmation text?
The only reason I met him there was because like this place was literally like right by our houses.
Which like he could have come got you too if you wanted to go with your pickup plan.
I do love a good pickup, but I was just like, whatever. And so anyway, he texts me at literally 6:59, hey, just got here. And the first thing I did when I sat down was like, hey, like, by the way, I almost did not come because like you didn't text and confirm. And he was literally so confused. He was like, wait, what? Like, I'm sorry. I mean, we had a time and a place. We set a date. Like, I don't.
Like, is that like a maturity thing? Because I don't really think it is, because he's a little bit older, right?
He is a little bit older.
Oh, he's 26. Yeah, so he's not. Okay, but so the date goes really well. I text Kenna, how was it? She was like, it was so great. He's so nice. Maybe, but like, you didn't like him that much, I feel like.
No, I wasn't like, he's my husband. But I also, like, this is something I also struggle with, is I don't know how to decipher between, like, if I actually, like this person or if it's just a good date. Because I feel like both of us, like, we're a good time. We're a good date. It's never going to be awkward. It's never going to be awkward pauses. Like, no matter who the person is, we're gonna be a good date, right?
Right, but it's like, was it good or do I really, really like them? But also it's hard to tell after the first date. Okay, so next day. Hi, next day. What happens?
No text. But not even the next day. Like, it's literally 2 weeks later.
Right, this was 2 weeks ago. This was right after New York.
No text, you guys.
So
what's the situation here? He didn't like me.
Literally lives in our neighborhood. I'm sorry. I did. I really do think I saw him in his beanie. Okay, yellow.
So he didn't like me.
So we're just getting through. Not everyone likes us. Whatever.
It's totally fine. Just like moving on to the next, right? So like, let us know what you guys think.
Okay, another update for KV over here.
I guess I have a lot of men in my life right now. That's literally a joke. I don't. But I literally thought I met my husband this past weekend, too. I, like, oh, my God, you guys.
By the way, this was right after Yellow never texted. So I feel like you had a huge little bit of a distraction. Like, Yellow doesn't answer on Friday. But then you met your husband on Friday night. So you didn't even care.
I didn't care about Yellow.
But now they're both gone.
So I literally met, like, actually love my life. Like, I'm telling everyone, I'm like, I've never felt anything like this connection that I've had
with
this guy.
Are you actually serious? Are you just, like, saying that?
No, I truly do think our connection was, like, very special. Okay. But then I realized that, like, he literally doesn't live here. And I'm probably never going to see him again. But, like, we flirted a little bit, and it was great. And Mackie and I – oh, he's Australian, you guys. He's literally Australian. And, like, I'm obsessed with his accent and everything about him. There was only, like, two issues, and one of them was that he doesn't believe in God. And, like, I think for both of us, that's, like, a major thing.
Yeah. Like, you can't even get into it with somebody when you know that in the beginning. Like, you have to just – like, you can't be your husband anymore. I mean, also, you can always convert.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can you convert?
You were wondering.
I'm like, I was asking my friends, like, do you think I can literally convert him? Like, how does he not believe in God? but they were like, no. Like, he's literally, let's, like, trust me. Like, it's. Like,
that's not going to work out.
It's not going to work.
What's the number two thing?
Wait, what was it?
Like, that he lives far away?
Oh, that he literally doesn't live here.
By the way, he doesn't live in Australia.
And I was just, like, so he still lives in the States the entire time that, like, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, because he went again in our Snapchat. So, anyways, but we...
Yeah, he was, like, literally not loving the photos. And I was like, oh, okay, do you have a girlfriend?
okay, but we love you, Australian boy. Come back and see us one day.
He said he was going to listen to this. I'm literally going to send him the link tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that so not good move?
No, don't send him the link. I've sent the time. I've sent this.
When exactly?
36, 25 in the new app. That's all I said. And, like, the reply was, oh, you're insane.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, you guys, that's just a little update on...
On Kenna, besides sorry, I went on a cruise, y'all.
Sorry, that was mainly about me. Do you have any...
No, we've had totally episodes like that. I don't care. I'm super excited. I'm happy for you. I don't need an update every... I don't care. I'm happy.
Okay.
Insane. Well, but you guys,
want to just go ahead and tell them about today's episode?
Yeah. So today's episode, we have Torrin Dunn and Bryce Pemberton on the pod. They're two of my best friends from college at Tennessee, and then they live here in Nashville now, and Kenna has become pretty good friends with them as well. So one night we were drinking and playing cards, and they're like, can we come on the pod? And I'm like, you know what? Sure. Come on. And, of course, we record, and we all four have scaries now, so listen up to our drunk episode, and...
Oh, you guys, yeah. We're absolutely...
Buckle up.
...hammered by the end of this episode. Like, we drank 4 or 5 bottles of wine.
I'm, like, screaming in the mic, so I apologize in advance, but the it's audio, pretty funny, yeah. And we have some good points in there.
Some good insight.
They're hilarious. I love them both to death, so I hope you guys enjoy the episode, and now for a short little break. Today, we are so excited to have our podcast sponsored by Inspire Designs Jewelry. If you know anything about us, you know that we love a pretty piece of jewelry and accessorizing all of our outfits.
Seriously, you guys, whether you're shopping for yourself, your best friend, or your mom, Inspire Designs has our favorite pieces. We even got to design our own collection with them.
Just for our listeners, ID is offering 20% off your total purchase using code LOVEYOUBY. Visit their website, IDOriginals.com, and don't forget to use our code and check out our collection. All right, the Tuesday we were talking about is here. We're rolling.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. We have some really exciting guests today. Two of my very best guy friends from college. Say hello, boys.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Guys, we're so excited to introduce you to Bryce and Torrin. They went to Tennessee with Mackie. We became pretty good friends, I think, when I moved here to Nashville. I mean, I knew y'all kind of in college, but, like, we became close when I moved here. And we are so excited to have them on today. For reference, you guys, one is in a relationship, one is not. So when we're going through this conversation, let's just keep that in mind and see, like, how do they differ in their answers?
Good idea. So we have Torrin is dating Jesse, who was on episode 4. If you want to go back and listen to that one, give her a listen. So, yeah, I guess we'll get into it.
Boys, why don't you just go ahead and give, like, a quick little background on yourselves. Like, tell everyone, like, who you are.
How you guys met, maybe. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I think I met both of you guys at the same time freshman year.
Freshman year of college,
me and Bryce
didn't
become friends till, like, later on.
I mean, we didn't become friends until you went ATO.
I think I met Kenna one time when she came to Nashville or Knoxville, and she was dancing on an island table at a pregame.
And postgame.
And
pregame and postgame.
I think it was that, between that and Mackie always talking about her and occasional TikTok I would see that would blow up.
That tracks.
Yeah.
That definitely.
I think that sums up Kenna in, like, 3 sentences.
Amazing.
Totally does. Guys, we need to drink some more wine.
Before we get into the app, can we
talk about what's going on right now, like breaking news, like yeah. scandal.
So the breaking news is.
Can I go? Can yeah. I take it here?
Take it.
All right. So Mackie and I woke up one day, and Mackie gets a call from her friend, and she's like, "Have you seen this?" And we're like, "What the fuck do you mean? Have you seen this?" "Oh, just a new podcast that dropped, y'all, called Love Ya Bye." And we're like, "Oh my God, who? What? Huh?" We do some researching. It's these two influencer YouTuber girlies. You know who you are. Hi, Emma. Hi, Maggie McDonald. They stole our name, you guys. They legitimately stole our podcast name. And you know what? It's quite literally so embarrassing. And they go on, and we listened to a little bit of the first episode. Do you want to jump in here? Go.
Yeah. So we, like, hated my life, but I decided to press play and listen to what the fuck they were saying. Mm-hmm. But they say, "Love you, bye." Like, we came up with our name, Love You, Bye. And it's like, but it's Love Ya, yeah. Bye. So, like, they wanted to call it Love You, Bye. They copied us. Come up with something better if you can. It's hard, I know, but come on now, girls. And well, the boys saw, yeah. So what do you guys have to say?
I'm not trying to back them up here. I'm not. You guys
be
are
careful, but go ahead.
But have you thought that maybe, like, because I've noticed ever since y'all started this podcast, every single time now I say love you bye to anybody, I immediately, like, think of this podcast. You think that, like, they thought of the same name, and then they realized it was already taken?
Yeah.
So they were like, I guess we're going to have to do love ya. Maybe they weren't trying to steal it.
No, you know? I get that. And, like, they might not have seen ours until, because, like,
no, but
yeah.
they might not
have seen it.
No, but here's the thing. You know, this is what I understand what you're saying, Torin, but, like, here's the thing. You know that they're saying was also love you bye to your friends, right? So they go on and they're like, "Oh, I want to name our
like it already exists. Like, change the whole damn thing."
They see that it yeah. already exists. Why not just pivot? Why not just change,
like,
it to something
we else? Had a list of, like, 20 different names we were choosing from, and, like, this one ended up winning, but there's a lot of other names out there.
I'm
and
just,
like,
go with Love Ya.
It's just so weird. These girls are known for, like, stealing things. Like, they get canceled all the time on Reddit.
Yeah,
it's just like, do something better with your life.
Oh, yeah, well, if they got a pass, fuck them, honestly.
Are they famous?
They're, yes, like, low-key influencers.
That's the worst
it's
thing about
rude.
It is that they're gonna get away with it because they have hundreds of thousands of followers.
There's a lot of things that can happen positively. One, if they're looking, people are looking for that podcast, they're going to find y'all's by accident, who would never even look for y'all's.
That's very true.
Then they may not listen to it, but they'll see it, at least I know of it. So when they come back, maybe they'll be like,
I guarantee they would at least,
maybe I'll listen to it.
Give it a quick listen, because they'd be like, these girls have the same podcast. What do they talk about?
Yeah.
Can I listen to it? Do yeah. they talk about the same shit? Have you listened
I mean,
to
they've
it?
They've only had one
episode. Yeah. It just came out. All right. Let's get into the topics. We have a few questions prepared for the boys.
Okay. So let's start with Bryce.
Hit me. Let's do it.
Okay, Bryce.
Bryce
okay.
has to, like, get a new Instagram all the time. It gets hacked.
Oh,
so,
we
like,
have to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, we can talk okay. about it.
We have to talk about
it. Should we go
it.
Into that right now?
That is so funny.
It?
We yeah. have to talk about that. Yeah. I literally was thinking, I was like, is Bryce going to want to talk about this?
Wait, can you do
yeah, so
that?
If everyone doesn't know, Bryce has about, what, 40?
71 followers on Instagram.
He's up to it's, 71 now.
It's my private story. That's what I like to call it.
Let me know why you have
a... I mean, it's nothing crazy. I was just being a fucking idiot. Absolute idiot. So in college, I didn't have a job, right?
Okay.
And it was getting towards the end of my 4 years, and my parents had been funding my bank account the entire time. And they cut me off pretty bad, pretty hard. So we're getting down to the root of it, actually. So this guy DMs me on Instagram, and he's like, "Hey, I've got this thing for crypto mining or cryptocurrency, whatever." He was like, "Send me some stuff about you, your email and stuff, and then we'll get back to you, and hopefully we'll fund your account with $2,000, and we'll give you some insight on how to trade it." So my fucking dumbass sends him my email, and he's like, "Okay, we're going to need the password." And I'm like, "Are you fucking..." I'm like, "Okay." So I was already balls deep at this point. So I send him the password.
You send him the money
I send him the,
first?
No money. But I send him the password.
So he hacked your email.
So he hacked my email to hack my Instagram.
Fire.
So he went on the email, changed the email to his email on the Instagram, like the secondary email. Sent himself a password reset and then logged me out immediately.
Did you ever pay them anything?
No. It was no. Okay. There was no
I
money.
I lost the gram.
Yeah, that's all I did. I lost it. And I lost another one freshman year college too.
From the same shit?
No, different. I just got locked
I
out.
I hope not the same shit.
No. That was a one-time thing, but that was really it.
But
I
the
mean,
funniest part of it is like, I'm pretty sure you could still find that Instagram.
100%.
Yeah. First of all, I think it's hilarious
like
how like
shit.
If someone like. like Charli D'Amelio gets locked out of her account, you know, they shut it down, get her a new password immediately. Yeah. But when Bri happens to Bryce, they're just like go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you're fucked. What's the bio of like your new one? It says something funny, right?
Oh, it just says last shot. last shot at this.
But yeah, the funniest part was like before I knew this even happened, I would just go on Instagram and like I'd see a new story, Instagram story from Bryce.
Every day.
They convinced Bryce to like take a video of himself saying, "Yo, guys, like this is legit. Yeah. Hit this person up; they're gonna help you." And I was like, I responded to Bryce, and I was like, "Yo, are you good? Like, is this you?" And the guy was like, the way he responded, I immediately knew it wasn't you. He was like, "Yeah, bro, super legit. Like, hit this boy up." And I was like, "All right, this isn't Bryce." But like, how the fuck did he get you to take a video of yourself?
I was just down
bad.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
And they continue to post it like every day.
The video.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just texted as many people as I could, and then I was getting distant relatives. My grandma texted me like, "What is going on with your Instagram? When did you get a new Mercedes?" And I was like, "It is not mine." Like
the best part is, we won't say names, but some other people like fell for it.
Oh no, fuck you! You know who you are. Fuck you.
I mean, it must have been like as funny as it is to like shit on you for that. I saw like multiple other people. That happened to?
Oh, yeah.
Multiple people happened to them, too. Like, kids I knew from, like, high school, it happened to them. Probably from a different person doing the same exact thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw multiple people have their accounts taken doing that shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, definitely most embarrassing moment of my life, probably.
But let's get into it. Okay, you guys. So, again, like we said, one is in a relationship. One is single. Let's go ahead
and ask them. But with two ex-girlfriends that were long-term.
Right. Let's go ahead and ask them, is it cheating?
Is it rapid fire?
It's rapid fire, but first, have either of you ever cheated? Honest answers only.
Nope.
How far back are we going?
Not middle school.
Between the two No.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll love to hear that.
A thing in high school like doesn't count. Like a girlfriend? No.
Okay. So
fair. Okay. Is it cheating if you stare at another girl's butt?
What do you mean? Like
when absolutely not.
When you're walking by on the road?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter what scenario. I don't think that's cheating.
No. If anything, I want to look at my girl and be like, "Yo, look at that girl's fat ass." And she's like, "Yo, that girl does have
ass."
Like, I don't want my girl to be like
it's
judging
like,
me
it's
all
not
the
even
time.
That like I'm like
it's not that deep.
It's not like,
okay, all right. Liking other girls thirst trap bikini post.
Just liking
I can understand how that would hurt someone's feelings.
We can do it.
Is it like a friend or a famous person?
Yeah, I would say famous.
Famous person,
someone you don't really know.
I don't think that matters.
Three like categories: cheating, not cheating, but disrespectful.
Yeah, I get that.
Not cheating but disrespectful. Are we doing that?
I would
liking a girl's bikini post. You think?
Like one of my like good friends posted a bikini pic. Like Mackie, if you posted a bikini pic,
you're gonna
and
like
I like
it.
That. That's not weird.
Yeah.
Right. No. 100%.
But are you talking about like a famous person? I agree. Not weird.
Uh-huh.
But, like, someone that we don't know, but we know that, like...
That's kind of a good
Maybe I could see that.
If you're liking it in a flirty, romantic way, like, you want her type of vibe.
Not necessarily. It depends on
like, it's not
who
that
you're
deep
liking.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, it goes back
my
to, like,
brain,
the same kind of
I guess
thing.
I don't think it's that deep at all, ever.
But
I don't think
I will say this. My ex, or one of my exes, we'll leave it up for debate.
I can guess.
Yeah. She did not like that. And then, so, out of respect, like, I stopped. Because it really did hurt her feelings. She was like, she felt like I was, you know, disrespecting her. So, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's why Bryce got rid of his Instagram, was out of respect. That's what you should have played it off as.
Yeah.
Okay. Flirting with or complimenting another girl?
Like.
Again, does it depend? Like, is it one of your best girlfriends?
Like, if I said, "You guys look great when we go out," no. Like, what
no.
do you mean?
Right. Yeah. So, like, that, no. But, like, if it's a random girl.
Like, a girl that, like, we know, but, like, we don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a line.
There's a line.
But, like, if you're...
I think anyone knows the answer.
And when you're, like, at the bar and you're having fun, like, you shouldn't be conscious of the way you're acting. Because then you're not even gonna have fun. You might as well just fucking go home.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Hook up with someone else while on a break.
Not cheating.
Like, are you broken up?
Yeah.
If
you're on a break.
I think breaks are stupid as fuck. I don't think... They
like you've done
in the
breaks.
First place.
So but is the whole point of a break not to figure out if you want to be together?
Right, exactly. I guess it is. So you shouldn't be hooking up with other people.
So
you should be like figuring
we
out.
We don't even know.
I don't know.
We don't
I
even
don't
know
about
breaks.
Because...
We haven't had a boyfriend in so fucking long. We don't even know like the situation. The updated 2022 version of a break. I don't know it. What is it?
I think
it's a check if you want to be with each other.
It's like, so what if someone, like if you had a boyfriend and they were like, I want to see other people. No. But like, maybe down the road.
I think if you break up, it's because different. But if it's a, like, obviously, if you're like, yeah, let's like not talk for like a week or two, and obviously I'd be very upset.
Okay, if you put a time limit on it, that's not a, that's cheating.
Yeah.
There if there's go. No time limit involved, it's not cheating.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. Okay, Bryce. Okay.
That's just how it is. No,
timeline.
All right. What if you slide into another girl's DMs? Like, not necessarily like swiping up to Mackie and I story, like, oh my God, love this, but like sliding in more of like a romantic.
I mean, I think
way.
We all know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's cheating. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what if someone else, like a random girl, we're on Broadway, right? Like a random girl like comes up to you and is like, oh my God, you're so hot. And she's hammered and she kisses you, but you don't kiss her back.
Like, are you expecting
like,
it?
You're like this, you're like.
Or you're like. Okay, so there's two scenarios to this. There's one that it's like, oh my God, what? Like, ew, no. And there's another that's like, it's someone that like you kind of want to kiss. And you like don't.
Like, yes,
stop
the answer
it.
Is like.
I'm coming up with these questions.
Yeah.
Wait, did anyone write any questions?
Yeah, we're coming up.
Post?
We're coming up with this.
Okay.
Coming up with this.
All right, y'all, we got segment two coming up.
Segment two, this was, if you're listening and you saw, we posted a little Google form. To ask questions for our two mystery guests that are two best friends.
Anonymous vibes.
Yeah. I can't say that word. So, anonymous.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're ready to have a serious girlfriend, do you stop having casual sex until you find the right person?
No. I think, personally, I feel like you can keep doing that until you, like, because what if the next person you hook up with is, like, the one you end up dating? You wouldn't know that if you stopped hooking up with people, so.
That's true. So
I think it really boils down to where you want to find that person. You know what I mean?
I don't personally.
Like, if you're going to go out and you're going to go to Tin Roof and you're going to go to Whiskey Row and you're going to look for your girlfriend or the one you're looking for, casual sex is going to be a part of the whole thing.
Do you still
but if you're going to church and you're going to coffee shops, maybe the casual sex doesn't have to be involved. You know what I mean?
I don't even mean, like,
that's true.
Okay, but I also feel like, like, me personally, I don't care if I find someone at Tin Roof or I find them at church or I find them at a coffee shop or I find them at school or I find them at work. I'm going to find them where I find them. So it doesn't, I feel like I wouldn't mind finding someone. I feel like a lot of people are like, I would never want to, like, find my, like, husband at a bar. It's like no, but you're at a bar. Like, you literally are at that bar, so why do you give a shit? Like, who cares? If you're going to find him where you find him, it doesn't matter where you find them. It could be at – I know a lot of people that go out on Saturday night and are at church Sunday morning, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a problem.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah, like, two of them are sitting right here. Like, that's not a bad thing. Like, that's even better, in my opinion. That's who someone I would rather be with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
know. That's true, but, like, I hear this a lot, and, like, my coworkers and I talk about it, but, like, you, they're like, if you want to find your, like, if you want to find someone that does all these things and go to the places that all these things are happening, like, if you want your husband to golf, go golfing. If you want your husband to go to church, go to church. Like, find your husband in places that you want your husband to be at.
Okay, a bar.
And I do want my husband to go out and have fun. So I'm like going to a bar, right?
That's but what
also,
I'm saying.
Like,
there should be no judgment with casual
But if you
sex,
tell yourself, I mean, yeah, no there what. Shouldn't be for one for that. No. But if you find, if you're like, I'm going to find my husband at a church and I don't want to find them anywhere else. So you quit going out with your friends. You quit having fun with your friends. You quit doing things that don't involve church. And then you find your husband at a church. Like,
Where's
I'm telling you right now,
life?
they're not going to be the person you want to be with because you have so many other things going for you that you want to do that don't revolve around church. That
yeah,
like,
but
you
I think
know,
a
just
lot
an
of
example.
People, I think I a lot of people have an internal battle. So like a lot of people go out and they really wish they didn't go out. They would rather do something else, but it's only, they only go out because of their friends going out.
I'm a big advocate of I love not going out, but I also love when I do go out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
like what we did Friday night was cute.
Yeah.
We did like cards, but like we were all still together.
Yeah, we
I
went
want
out
to do stuff
dinner.
Like that all the time. No one ever wants to do that.
No.
Like I love to drink and have fun and like cut up, but sometimes going out to the bar, like I'll say this, all right, this kind of sums it up. When I go out, my favorite part about going out is before you go to the bar and when you get home from the bar.
Yeah.
The bar is like, it's like a goddamn, it's just, we're standing in a circle with the same people we would be with if we were at the pregame or the postgame.
But you're paying for drinks.
We're paying for drinks and you can't even hear each other.
$12
I'm
talking
for a beer in Nashville. Like this, like,
yeah, but we can meet our husband.
But it's like,
maybe your husband's right in front of you, you know
what
I mean?
Do you have girls to come up to you at the bar, ever?
I mean, if you're going out, yeah.
What do they say?
Closer to the mic, please.
I mean, it's not like a script. It's usually like, hi, or what are you doing? Or like, it's just kind of small
like,
talk.
I like your hat.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like yeah. your style.
I feel like girls in Nashville are like just as good at going up to boys as boys are going up to
Which
girls.
Which means terrible?
No.
No love. Do you guys know when girls really? Approach you?
Yeah, I don't think that guys.
It makes me know. It makes me more comfortable.
That,
with
like,
the situation.
You know that she wants you.
Yeah, just or she at least thinks you're attractive.
I think it's cool as fuck when a girl, like, has the confidence to go up to a boy.
Okay.
Fist bump.
All right, guys. This is the burning question
this
that everyone's wondering.
Pretty interesting.
Why do you think that Mackie and I are single?
Oh, God bless. I think you guys are a lot to handle. But in the best way, and it's just going to take somebody who's got a lot of balls and a lot of confidence to figure it out. And there's not a lot of guys like that.
And that's the problem, right?
So it's going to take a while. That's just what I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I would agree. Like,
do you think I get, like, too hung up on somebody where I'm not, like, keeping my options open or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, maybe 100%. Maybe with.
I don't know about with you, Kenny.
I mean, they know you more
sure.
than they know me. So, like, that makes sense for them to say.
But what
you,
are they, like, what does a guy do to get you hung up? I feel like all guys are pretty similar.
They get me.
But I also feel like,
you
know, like,
no,
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 you,
they under,
I'm not
they,
hung up on
they
yeah,
understand me.
That,
they
actually.
Understand me, and they call me out for my bullshit, and they also support me, and like are like,
so
you
just
can
like
do
a
Mackie.
Real dude, like a guy who's gonna keep it straight with you.
No, but dude, yes. it's not even that. It's just like she loves the chase about it. Like she loves having someone that like doesn't like loves her back, like doesn't necessarily want to
Kenna,
date her back.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Because I don't know you well enough to know, but I feel like you definitely get the ick quick with dudes.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Not at all?
More.
No, I feel like people who get icks are more judgmental. I feel like Kenna is not judgmental.
Not even judgmental, though, but like, I don't know. Mackie, I don't think you get the ick with... You do? With everyone?
Oh, my God.
No, that's not true at all.
The guys that I'm talking to, she's like, ew. She's like, he did
No, wait, dude, this makes me seem mean on the pod. I don't have that many guys to get the ick about. Like, there's not a guy that's, like, in my life that I'm like, no, I actually don't really like him because he's an ick. Like, I don't talk to anyone to get the ick.
Here's the thing. I think that the main reason is, y'all have a lot of stuff going on, and you like the people you like, and you don't, like, maybe you're on, like, Hinge or whatnot.
I'm actually not.
Mackie is maybe a little bit, but, like, you're not really, like, I feel like you're not really trying very hard at the same time. So it's
yeah. Well, I've tried to
you
just
have,
like
you
stop.
Have your job, you have the podcast, you have your wake up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym every day. You have your friends. Like mm-hmm. you're not really like trying to find someone. I feel like all the time.
Well,
and you have
I go
a couple
out.
Dudes that you like a lot.
Yeah.
And you're gonna love them until they tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
And none of them have told you to fuck off. So until they tell you to fuck off, you're gonna stick with them until that happens.
One just told her he didn't want to marry her. That was it.
But he didn't tell her to fuck off.
He didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he yeah. still talks to her.
Yeah. And until they tell
a
you to fuck
bit.
Off, you're going to be hung up on them and do your own thing. Because
uh-huh.
you have so much other shit to preoccupy you that you're not too worried about it
hmm.
with, like, finding someone new. I mean.
I'm just going to keep moving with my life, I guess, and it'll just come.
My
yeah.
thing
yeah,
with
yeah,
life
yeah.
is.
I would just. My advice to anybody when it comes to meeting people is, like, literally meet them everywhere. Who gives a fuck if you're out or not? If you've got makeup on or you're wearing something fucking sexy,
oh, really?
Like who cares?
For sure.
What if we look like shit?
I never
no,
noticed.
Like I don't think that they
I
noticed.
Literally
like,
never
kind of like
noticed.
I saw the hottest guy in FedEx and like I don't I look
I
like
didn't
shit.
Have any makeup on, so I'm
he
like that's
notice.
Why he didn't ask.
I promise
me.
You,
he
if he saw you now and he saw you then, or if he saw you when you're out, he's gonna think you're hot either way.
Yeah, it doesn't change that much putting black on our eyes.
Yeah,
it's not putting black, dude. It's putting fake eyelashes on.
No, seriously,
I
totally disagree.
You don't have to believe me, but I swear, guys do not notice it.
Okay.
The only thing that I notice is dirty ass toes. If you got some ugly ass toes, that's just whack. Like,
so, you guys, as you know from our podcast, we're obsessed with the culture of men. We love boy culture. This is what someone wrote. The girls love boy culture. What do you like about girl culture?
Confidence, style.
The support that y'all give each other.
That's good.
I don't get no support from nobody.
You're not posting, Bryce. I'll support you.
No, but I'm just talking
not
about
not even
like,
just posting.
When you're
it.
Just like going through your day to day life, guys are just kind of like,
yeah,
do your shit.
Yeah.
It's raining so hard.
Yeah.
Bad. Okay, so we came back from our
second Intermission.
And it's pouring rain. So I'm sorry if you hear that in the background.
Any more questions for the boys? Is silence really the best way to go? Is silence really the best way to get a guy to come back?
For me, yeah. 100%.
I guess Torin has a girlfriend, but like, not really.
I feel like either way, guy or girl, silence does well.
Yeah.
Like, always. You know?
Sense, like, yeah. That saying, the silence is deafening, is very true.
Even if you're not, even if you broke up before that, like, if you're just talking to someone and you give them, like, make it, the, no matter if you're a guy or girl, the chase is always, like, the best thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. I guess this is more for Bryce. But how do you tell a guy that you don't just want to be hookup buddies and that you possibly want more?
Tell him, Bryce.
Look, I'm going to say this, and it's not true for everybody, but it's probably true for 90% of guys. The first night that you and that guy hang out or hang out at the bar or meet at the bar or whatever, he puts you in a category.
Right.
And that category can either be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to date this girl. I would like to date this girl. Maybe this is just for fun, one night thing, couple weeks, or like, what's the other one? There's like the box theory or whatever.
Yeah, it's like.
I would agree that you put them in like a category.
It's like a category. Yeah. So
I feel like girls do the same thing though. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
The first time you meet a guy, if you like hit it off with them, or you don't. Like, you immediately have an opinion about them.
Basically, just, like, I want to date you or leave me alone.
Yeah, like, yeah. I guarantee you, yeah. Every guy you've ever met, the first time you hang out with them, you can tell if, like, that's someone you want to date or not.
Yeah, or, like, you want to hang out with again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay.
Basically, do you bring it up? Like, I know we've been hooking up for, like, 3-4 months, like.
Holy shit, 4 months? Yeah, you can bring it up. They may not want you to, but you can bring it up.
Okay.
They're not going to think you're crazy after 4 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4 months is a long time.
Okay.
Shit, I mean, some people get fucking married or engaged after 4 months.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
You should never be scared to say that. And if you say that and you like the guy and they're an asshole about it, fuck them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Walk.
Walk away.
That's the way the silence is strong, I promise. If you walk and don't say a word,
and then
I
they'll come back. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Okay,
all
right. Cool. Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap this up. We just wanted to thank you guys again for being so willing to come on this podcast.
Well, thank you all for having us on.
Great time.
We love you all so much. And
yeah, I love you guys. This has been a long time coming. The boys haven't been like, quote unquote, like begging me to come on, but they're kind of like, we listen. Like, oh my God, like, come on. I reached out a long time ago and then I kind of flaked on it. So I'm glad it finally worked out. And you guys are here on the mic, so that is drinking our wine. I'm actually drunk now, and I want pizza, so we're going to have to end it.
Mackie's searching Midnight Oil what time it closes, because she wants to order pizza right now.
So.
But yeah, do you guys want to say anything
we're gonna
else
to close it out?
I'm really proud of you guys for doing this.
Aww.
I think it's dope as fuck that y'all do this podcast. I think it's sick, and I'm glad y'all had us on, and I'd do it again if y'all wanted to, and keep doing it, because I love people that follow their dreams and do cool shit, and you guys are going for it. I respect that. I do.
Love you so much.
Ditto it.
Okay, we're gonna close it out. We're gonna go love you bye, and then y'all can go love you bye.
So you get no. They have to say love you bye first.
Oh, y'all go first.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.
Love you bye.
I have to pee